Good evening, I'm Chris Voss. Time again for an exploration of the new here on WCRB. It's Out of the Box. Out of the Box is a series focused on new albums and new sounds. Every week I'll bring you an album that I think is really worth an extra listen, something I think you'll really enjoy too. And I'll pair that with an article on our website with ways to listen to the albums all the way through anytime you like, plus interviews and links and more. I hope you enjoy Out of the Box. Well, there are so many ways nowadays to come across new music, it can be sort of overwhelming. And because my job is to find new music for you, and because I'm a largely lazy man, my favorite way to come across new music is when someone simply puts it on my desk and says, "Hey, I think you're going to like this," which is precisely what happened with this week's Out of the Box. My friend and colleague Emily Marvosh placed an album on my desk and said, "Check this out, you're going to like this." And she was right. The album is called Isle of Majesty, and it features music written by Emily Lau and performed by her group, The Broken Consort. Now, The Broken Consort are an early music group, sort of. The way they put it is that they specialize in contemporary and historical improvisations and have a special affinity to long-lost voices and living composers. So they do early music, and they do very contemporary music as well, and they mix those sounds together. The largest portion of their 2019 album, Isle of Majesty, is Emily Lau's seven Dickinson songs. It was originally written to be an a cappella setting of some Emily Dickinson poems, and then gradually morphed into what we're going to hear now, which is this wonderful vocal and instrumental cycle. It's mystical, and it's folky and theatrical, and just really sort of out of the box. I particularly enjoy how Emily Lau sets Emily Dickinson's text, making a major effort to stay true to the poet's unique syntax and punctuation style. I also love how Emily Lau combines instruments like Baroque recorder and vibraphone and handbells. It's a very cool sound, and I hope you enjoy it. Here is The Broken Consort with Emily Lau's seven Dickinson songs on Out of the Box. Thank you.
His labor is a chant, his idleness a tune. Oh, for a bee's experience of clovers and of noon.
Power, power, power.
That it will never come again is what makes life so sweet. Believing what we don't believe does not exhilarate. That if it be, it be at best an ablative estate. This instigates an appetite precisely opposite. That it will never come again is what makes life so sweet. Believing what we don't believe does not exhilarate. That if it be, it be at best an ablative estate. This instigates an appetite precisely opposite.
Emily Lau's Seven Dickinson Songs here on 99.5 WCRB with The Broken Consort, an Oregon-based early music slash contemporary group founded by the composer, actually. I think it's such a lovely collection of songs there, some of them very contemporary, others folky, there's a cappella, that last one sort of more of a dramatic musical theater tradition, and the recorder and vibraphone combination really is what drew my ears in the first piece. Emily Lau's Seven Dickinson Songs, it's from The Broken Consort's 2019 album Isle of Majesty, and a big tip of the hat to Emily Marvosh for introducing me to this album. There's actually three Emilys involved. We've got Emily Marvosh telling me about Emily Lau's setting of Emily Dickinson's words, which I think is kind of amusing. Well, I'm Chris Voss. Thanks for listening to Out of the Box, our weekly segment exploring some of the new and newly released in the classical and classical adjacent worlds. To hear this music again and to learn about The Broken Consort and the Isle of Majesty, visit the Out of the Box page at classicalwcrb.org/out of the box. This is Classical Radio Boston.